Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Omie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Leo Cleary, Lynn Whitney, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Parkey Carcass!
I'm very excited. I could hardly wait until tonight. Going to the theater for to see the Shakespeare players. I got two tickets, and boy, those have been hard to get. I might have been sold out for weeks. I don't blame him, but Shakespeare should have been a great writer. Wonder why he's ever stopped writing. Of course, he's dead. I guess that is the main reason. I'm taking Miss Higgins to the theater with me. She's my teacher in night school. Oh, she's lost Shakespeare, too. Made a good joke with her. I told her on the phone, well, I was sorry when I couldn't get orchestra seats, but maybe I'll be able for to win 12 silver dollars because tonight I'll have a lady in the balcony. She laughed, but I don't think that she got the joke. Well, hello, Martha.
Hello, Parkey.
Say, Martha, I'd like for to leave a little bit early this evening. You see, I want for to go in the barbershop, get all spiffed up. You know, tonight I'm taking my teacher, Miss Higgins, to the theater.
Well, good for you, Parkey. It's about time that you stepped out and had a little fun.
Yeah, you're right, Martha. It does be about time. You know, this is the first time when I'm taking a night off to go into theater in 14 years. Think of that. Yeah, the restaurant business be a hard business. Yes, you couldn't take off much time in this line.
Well, what are you going to see, Parkey?
The Shakespeare players.
Oh.
Yeah, they'll only be playing here for one night, you know.
Oh, yes, and you're very fortunate to be able to get tickets. I tried, but it was impossible.
I know it. I had to buy my tickets from a spectator, yes. But, but you know, Martha, I love Shakespeare. I think what this be the greatest writer that never lived. You know something, everybody what has been in the restaurant business is crazy about Shakespeare because he's write most of his plays about food.
Shakespeare wrote most of his plays about food?
Yeah, like The Merchant of Venice and Much Ado About Mutton. Let me try to see if I could think up some more.
How about The Taming of the Stew?
Yeah, that's a good one too, yes. Well, of course, his greatest play about food is Hamlet. but I must remember the one that you made at the Taming of the Stew. That's a good one.
Well, Parkey, I hope you and Miss Higgins have a swell time tonight at the theater.
Thank you.
And don't worry about things here in the restaurant. You just run along, and I'll take care of everything.
Oh, I know you will. Thank you, Martha. I know it. I could trust you. Yes, that Martha should be a nice girl. Well, hello, Hoppy.
Hi, Parkey. Yes. Say, I'm going to ask you to do me a big favor.
Yeah, glad for to do it for you, Hoppy. What is it?
Well, you know my cousin, Peter Mole, don't you?
Peter Mole?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't think I ever met him, Hoppy.
Well, anyway, today is his fifth wedding anniversary, and that's where you could do me a favor.
Oh, you want me for to bake him a cake?
No. You see, Parkey, he and his wife would like to go out and celebrate tonight, but they can't get a sitter.
Oh. Can't get a sitter? What is a sitter?
Somebody to sit with the baby while they go out.
Oh, well, if they couldn't get a sitter, why don't they get a stander?
Well, they can't get nobody. That is, unless they want to spend 50 cents an hour.
50 cents an hour? Just to sit?
Yep.
Say, that'd be a wonderful job for my brother. Boy, or would he love that kind of work. 50 cents an hour just to sit. I can tell you one thing, Hoppy. He could sit better than anybody else you've never seen in your whole life. Been doing that for years. The only trouble is he lives in Boston. I don't think what he could get here in time.
Oh, look, Parker, there's nothing to kid about. My poor cousin and his wife will be just heartbroken if they can't go tonight and have a little fun on their wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. Oh, but that's okay. That don't mean nothing to you. You don't care.
Sure, I care. I feel very sorry for him. Hope they could get somebody. Sharpie, why don't you go over and sit with the baby while they go out?
Me?
Yes.
I cannot go. I'm in that open tournament tonight down at the pool room.
You're in the open tournament at the pool room?
Sure. Tonight they're having the finals. Oh. You wouldn't want me to miss that, would you? Looks like I'm going to win that tournament, Parkey.
It does.
In fact, I'm going to come away with that first prize, I believe.
You are, huh? What is the first prize?
10 free games of pool.
Well, of course, I wouldn't want you for to miss that, yes.
Say, Parky, you don't know nobody who would go over there and sit with my cousin's baby, do you?
No, I don't know nobody up here.
Say, Parky.
No, don't look at me, Opie. No, I'm done going over there. I don't know nothing about sitting with no babies. Besides, tonight I'm taking Miss Higgins to the theater. The Shakespeare plays is being done, and they're here for one night only. I'm done going for to miss that for nobody. Besides, it's the first night, but I'm took off to go to the theater in 14 years.
Parky, all I can say is that you're a pretty selfish guy.
I'm selfish?
Yep. Here's a young couple who wants to go out and have a good time on their wedding anniversary, and you're stopping them from going.
I'm stopping him? I don't even know the people.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Then?
No, suppose you don't know them. They're human beings, ain't they? They're entitled to a little fun.
Yes, they'd be entitled to a little fun.
Well, why don't you let them have it, Parky? You can't go through life like that. People are going to hate you.
They are?
Sure. Just remember, you don't only take things in this world. You got to give, too.
Take? Who do I take from?
You're taking the pleasure away from this poor little couple. They never ask you for nothing. Now, here's your chance to do something nice, but no, you won't.
Oh, stop on it. Okay, I'll go on over and sit with the baby. Oh, my, I better call up Miss Higgins for to tell her what we couldn't go to the theater. I'm sure what she'll understand. But I know what she's going for to be so disappointed. But, Hoppy, you're right. I shouldn't be selfish. I don't got no right for to stand in the way of your poor cousins for to go out and have a good time. I wonder who they are. I wonder where they live.
And now for a treat instead of a treat. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings, "I Gotta Get Me Somebody to Love."
Nights are long, oh so long, on the prairie. Gotta get me somebody to love. Gotta find one who's kind and not contrary. One who rides by my side hand in glove. I got my horse, got a silver saddle, but there's one thing I keep dreaming of. Nights are long, oh so long, on the prairie. Gotta get me somebody to love. Nights are long, gotta get me somebody to love. See how that moon shines so high up above. I gotta get me
to love. sense of pleasure, if you enjoy the good things in life, you'll enjoy Old Gold cigarettes. That's why we're not telling you about cigarette laboratory tests or standing on our heads with medical claims about smoking and throat irritation. We're appealing to your sense of pleasure. So try, just try an Old Gold, and your sense will tell you this is cigarette smoking pleasure. This is fragrance and aroma. My friends, Old Golds are the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy, made by folks with nearly 200 years in quality tobaccos behind them. Yes, 200 years of learning everything there is to know about tobaccos, so that we could bring you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. Sure, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else. Ah, but listen, we're appealing to your sense of pleasure. And that's why we say to you, anytime you want to smoke for the swell fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
Oh, my, I've been walking for an hour. Up his cousin, he sure lives in an out-of-the-way place, North Los Angeles. That for to walk way over here is the nearest places where I could catch a bus for to get over to those other people's house there. Oh, my, I think with my teacher, Miss Higgins, is was a little bit annoyed when I told her I couldn't take it to theater tonight. I explained to her what I had for to go over and sit with Opie's cousin's baby, but she was very cold to me. Therefore, she thought I was just making up a funny excuse. Oh, this must be the corner where I'm getting the bus. I'll ask this man here. Pardon you, mister. This is be where I get the bus for to go to North Los Angeles.
Yes, it is.
You know, I never heard of that place, North Los Angeles. You ever heard of that, North Los Angeles?
Oh, yes. It's 2 miles this side of Seattle.
Oh, but I don't got to wait long for the bus.
Oh, they run every 20 minutes.
Oh, every 20 minutes?
Yes, but not on Sundays.
Not on Sundays. How often do they run on Sundays?
They run on Sundays, the same as on holidays.
How often they run holidays?
Some holidays don't run at all.
Some holidays they don't run at all?
No. And on other holidays, they run like weekdays, every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes?
Yes, but not on Sundays.
Yes, I know, yes. I wonder how I could find out how often they run on Sundays.
Well, here's a schedule right here on the telephone pole.
Yes.
Say you want to go to North Los Angeles?
Yes, I do.
Oh, here it is.
Yes.
Your next bus is at 7:42.
7:42?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I only have to wait there a couple to 3 minutes.
Yes, but that bus don't stop here. It's an express.
What time does the bus come when it stops here?
Oh, here it is here. 7:43.
7:43, that's good. That's only 1 minute behind the other one.
Wait a minute here. Yes. It says, see footnote B.
Footnote B?
Oh, here it is.
Yes.
Footnote B. The 7:43 bus will not run on Sundays.
Does it say anything there? What time is the next bus, but it runs on Sundays, which is not an express and what stops here?
Yes.
Yes.
There it is right here, 7:44.
7:44, that's good, thank you.
Now, wait a minute, see footnote C.
Footnote C?
Mm-hmm, here it is right here.
Now, look, don't tell me it says it don't run on Sundays.
No, this one runs on Sundays, all right.
That's good.
But it doesn't run in the month of January.
Does it say anything there about any kind of a bus, but it is not an express, which it runs on Sunday, which it stops on this corner, and which it runs in the month of January?
Yes. Here it is right here.
That is the one I want. When is that bus due here?
48.
Oh, 7:48.
No, 1948.
I don't know what is wrong with me. I always meet the craziest people.
Well,
it ain't my old friend, Mr.
Parker
Cactus. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct.
Hey, tell me, what in the world you doing over here in this suction?
this auction?
Yeah.
Ain't you a little bit out of your territory?
Yes, I am a little bit out of my territory. You see, I'm supposed to go over to Opie's cousin house. He's at a wedding anniversary tonight.
Uh-huh, you're going to a party, eh?
No, I don't mean a party. You see, they got a baby. They want to go out for to have a good time. They couldn't get nobody for to sit with the baby. That's what I'm going for to do.
Oh, you didn't know you went in for that kind of work, being a sinner?
No. I don't go in for that kind of work. No. I'm just doing a favor. I've never been a sinner in my whole life.
Oh, you mean you're just a novice, eh? You mean to say that you never had no experience before as a sitter?
Experience?
Yeah.
You know what you're supposed to have experience for a job like that.
Oh, brother, now that is where you are mistaken.
Yes?
Oh, yes. You know, a lot of people think that being a sitter is an easy job. But in order to be a good sitter, gotta know what you're doing.
You do?
Yes, sir. Why, abso. There's good sitters and bad sitters.
How could it be good sitters and bad sitters? There's only one way to sit as far as I can see.
Nope, there's a big difference.
Yes.
Now, for instance, a good sitter...
Yes?
He knows what to do about entertainment.
Entertainment?
Uh-huh.
You mean I got to entertain the baby?
No, the baby's sleeping.
Oh.
Got to entertain yourself. He said, brother, you see you're going to be sitting there 5 or 6 hours.
Yes.
What are you going to do for entertainment?
That's easy. I'll just turn on the radio.
The radio? You call that entertainment? If you are a first-class sitter, yeah, you furnish your own entertainment, and that is where I come in. My new business.
Your new business?
Uh-huh. I provide entertainment for sitters.
Wait a minute. You say what? You provide entertainment for sitters? I don't get it.
Well, it's very simple, isn't
it? Yes.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an eggs and apple. Yeah.
Okay, now. For $45, yes, you tell me where you're sitting, and I send over some entertainment for you. Wonderful three-piece Hawaiian orchestra.
You send over a three-piece Hawaiian orchestra for to entertain me while I'm sitting?
Correct it. And, brother, that's beautiful entertainment, too. Oh, the way them three Hawaiians play them dreamy melodies.
Oh, melodies, eh?
Yeah. On their eucalyptuses.
Eucalyptuses.
Uh-huh. Singing beautiful love songs of the islands.
Look, you say what they are singing beautiful love songs of the islands?
Brother, that is really romantic.
Yeah, that sure sounds romantic, Mr. Sharp, but I'm going to spend no $45 just for a three-piece Hawaiian orchestra for to entertain me while I'm sitting there.
Now, wait a minute. Don't forget. That also includes the refreshments.
Yes. Refreshments?
Yes, sir.
What kind of refreshments?
I supply the candy that you eat while you're sitting.
Candy? I got to bring my own candy?
Why, sure. A good sitter never eats that cheap candy that people have in their houses.
You don't, huh?
No.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I still don't spend no $45 for that.
Okay, all right. If you don't want the Hawaiians, I can give you some cheaper entertainment.
Yes.
For $20.
Yeah.
I can send over a mortician. Yes.
A mortician?
Yep.
What is a mortician?
A fellow who does card tricks.
That's no mortician. That's a musician.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Prestidigitators.
Prestidigitators, yes, that's the guy, yes.
There's all kinds of tricks. Yeah. There's card tricks. He pulls stuff out of hats. He makes things disappear.
Makes things disappear.
Sure, he showed me a wonderful trick last week. How to make a dollar bill disappear. You got a dollar bill with you?
Yeah, but I don't want it to disappear. No, if you don't mind, Mr. Sharp, I think I'll do this little job without no entertainment. You see, this is going to be my regular business. It's only a sideline with me, you know. I don't want to spend lots of money just for to get a three-piece Hawaiian orchestra or a mortician. I don't know that.
Well, okay, brother, that's up to you. Yeah. But if you're going to be there all evening with a baby, you should have something for a change.
Yes. Change. Oh, my.
Now, what is it worth to you to have somebody provide some fun for you?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't figure I'm going for to furnish my own entertainment at all. But if somebody wants for to come over there and entertain me, I don't know. Maybe I could spend 65, 70 cents.
70 cents?
Yes.
For 70 cents, you expect me to send over an entertainer to amuse you?
Yes.
For 70 cents, you expect me to provide you with 3 or 4 hours of gaiety and laughter?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll take your 70 cents. I'll give you something. How'd you like to have a monkey entertain you?
A monkey?
Yeah.
Oh, I love monkeys. They are more fun.
Okay, here you are. Here's your monkey.
Monkey, wait a minute. This is only a small mirror. Where is the monkey?
Look in the mirror. Goodbye, Mr. Park, your cat.
Goodbye, Mr. Park.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Old Gold presents Opie Cage, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. Talk about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and stuff about throat irritation. Do you want to smoke just for the fun of it, just for the pleasure of it? Then look into a pack of Old Golds. No test tubes, no thermometers, no statistics. All you'll find in a pack of Old Golds are 20 smooth, delicious, and fragrant cigarettes. And folks, we promise you a downright miracle of taste and flavor in every Old Gold you put to your lips. We promise you the marvelous pleasure of smooth, mellow smoke, rolling luxuriously on your tongue. Try, just try an Old Gold. Then you'll know why we've been saying all along, if you want a treat, instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Gold. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
$5.53 Clifton Avenue, I think. But this is the number where Opie's cousin lives. Where's that piece of paper what Opie has given me? Oh, yes, here it is. 9553, this is the place.
Yes, sir?
I'm looking for Mr. Moe, Peter Moe.
That's me. I'm Peter Moe.
Oh, how you doing? Your cousin Opie asked me for to come over here tonight.
Opie?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
Thank you.
What'd you say your name was?
Mark Dukakis, the fellow what owns the restaurant bought up this place.
Oh, yeah. Glad to know you.
Yes, thanks.
Who is it, please?
Oh, this is my wife. What'd you say your name was? Baker Cakes?
No. Not Baker Cakes, Parky Cakes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Honey, hope he asked Mr. Parky Cakes to come over here tonight.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, that's nice.
What can we do for you, Mr. Parky Cocker?
Well, I hope you wanted me for to see you about sitting with the baby.
Sit with the baby?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm awfully sorry, but we can't sit with your baby tonight. Tell you the truth, we can't get out of the house ourselves tonight because we ain't got nobody to sit with our baby.
No. I'm just supposed to sit with your baby so you could go out tonight and celebrate your wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary? Well, this ain't our wedding anniversary.
It ain't? Wait a minute. Where's that piece of paper? Do you be Peter Mole, 9553 Clifton Avenue?
Yeah. But our wedding anniversary was 3 months ago.
Wonder how Uppy has got mixed up like that. You say you're going out tonight?
No, we ain't going out nowhere. Oh. Besides, I'm tired.
Oh, listen to him. He makes me sick. Always tired. Now, look, honey. As long as the man's nice enough to come and sit with baby, let's take advantage of it and go out.
Go out? Go out where?
Well, anywhere. I'd like to get some air, even if it's a walk around the block.
You're going for a walk around the block?
Well, we could go to a movie. I ain't seen a movie in 2 days.
Okay, I'll take you to a movie. I wanted to stay home tonight. I'm tired. I wish that cousin of mine, Opie, would keep his big nose out of my affairs. If he hadn't sent you up here tonight, Mr. Parky Cocker, I could have gone to bed early. Now I gotta go out.
I'll be glad for to leave and let you go to bed.
Oh, you will not. Now, that husband of mine is taking me out. All I do is slave in that kitchen, cooking his nails, doing his laundry.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I'd like to have a Oh, do you blame me, Mr. Parker Carcass?
No, I don't blame you. I think it's good for everybody for to go out once in a while to have a little fun.
Well, I'll say it is. Yes. Well, now, let me look at the paper here. Let's see what's playing in town.
So wait a minute. I just remembered something. I got 2 tickets for the Shakespeare players tonight. Oh, my, should have returned them, you know, but now it's too late. Instead of them going to waste, why don't you 2 kids take them? Here they are.
Hey, wait a minute. These tickets are $3.30 apiece. I ain't paying those $6.60 to go to no show.
No, that's all right. I don't want to charge you nothing for them. You could have them with my compliments.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Parker Carcass. Oh, this is wonderful of you.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, it's almost 8 o'clock. The play starts in a few minutes. Yeah. Honey, we'd better leave right away.
That's right. You don't got much time. Yeah. I hope that everything's going to be all right here, you know. I mean, with the baby. I'm a little bit nervous because I don't never had much experience sitting with babies, you know. That was truly the first time in my life I don't ever see them.
There's nothing to it. If baby should wake up and start to cry, all you have to do is give her a little warm milk.
I said, just give her a little warm milk, because that's
yes,
easy.
Yes, that usually quiets her right down, and she goes back to sleep.
I see. I suppose if she wants to...
Oh, don't worry about that.
Now, if baby should continue to cry after you give her the milk...
Yes.
Then just give her some of this catnip.
Yes. Catnip? You give a small baby catnip?
Certainly. Every kitten loves catnip.
Kitten? You mean what's your baby? Oh, for heaven's sake!
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station. Be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Opie Case, his clarinet and his orchestra, Arthur Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. And makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.